know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Ben here. By now you know how much I love EC Sports because of their proven high-quality clean supplements. I also love that they stand behind every product with a 100% no-hassle money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose. Check out some of my favorites, like their 100% natural muscle builder, Optinos, their powdered energy focus and mood enhancer, Brain Boost, and their all-in-one greens and reds superfood. Visit UpstateMuscle.com and use code BEN for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
Hey y'all, John Hyde here. I want to tell you about Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss. We talk all the time about Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team giving you the tools you need to be successful. And one of the tools I want to talk about today is the MyPhDWeightLoss.com website. On this website, they give you everything you need to be successful throughout the duration of this program. Tons of tips, videos, tutorials, different things to help keep you in line, and also the recipes. The recipes of what I found to be the most successful tool here within this program. Countless recipes, delicious meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. They have it covered all the way through. Always trying something new. My wife and I are constantly finding new recipes to try, different things to switch it up, and making the weight loss process fun. If you want to learn more and you want to join in on the program with Kwok, Don Munson, and myself, head on over to MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers organization and fans.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Pam writes, thank you for including Aaron Kelly on that list. Kelly had over 3,000 yards. I mean, it was a tough call. I mean, there were at least 12 receivers that were worthy of consideration. I mean, I thought Hunter Renfrow was a tough choice as to whether he should be on the list or not. And quite honestly, I think I gave him the benefit of the doubt as being on the list based on obviously that championship moment, but also based on what he's done at the pro level. This is always one of those things that's difficult to explain, Ramona. Not for what he's done at the pro level, but because he could. Do you understand the distinction between that?
You're saying it's no potential.
Well, I'm not putting him on it because he's put up these numbers at the pro game, but yes, but more so because he was able to. In other words, because that speaks to his talent. So that even if the talent was somewhat hidden because there were bigger names on the field at the same time, it doesn't mean, or that's the way the offense worked. It doesn't mean that he didn't possess the talent. You know, in other words, let me put it this way. If I have two guys who are basically even in my mind, okay, or close to even, and one of them has succeeded at the pro level and the other hasn't, I'll put the one who succeeded on the pro level on, not because he succeeded on the pro level, but because he could. It's a subtle distinction, but it's clear.
So you would take the one that succeeded on the pro level before the other one that didn't.
No, what I'm saying is it's not because I say, oh, well, look what this guy did at the pro level. It's because he had the capability of doing it at the pro level.
He had pro level ability.
Talent, right. 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 He had pro level talent. And so even if that talent was hidden to some degree while he was here, we still know he had the talent. And I think that's what you've seen with Hunter Renfrow, who's been a better pro than he was a college player. So I think that's how it worked for me. By the way, do we have any early results and read the poll again. And you know, I thought that Jody did a nice job adding to that. Let's go through that one more time. It's on the website, theroarfm.com.
The question is, who is the greatest wide receiver in Clemson football history? The choices are Jerry Butler, T. Higgins, Nuke Hopkins, Aaron Kelly, Hunter Renfro, Perry Tuttle, Mike Williams, and Sammy Watkins. So far, Sammy Watkins is winning. He's got 37.5. And then Jerry Butler, Mike Williams, and Hunter Renfro all have 12.5. Aaron Kelly, Nuke Hopkins has 18.8. So he's actually second.
Well, you know, look, in any kind of poll like this, the unfortunate part of any kind of poll like this is it's always going to benefit players who have played recently. Players who have played in the past are always going to be hurt unless there's some remarkable distinction between them and the players of the more recent past. So, in other words, you know, the Butlers and the Tuttles of the world, they're going to be hurt, handicapped in this because of the time period in which they played. You know, and so that's a factor. It's almost like, in a way, it's almost not fair to them to put their names in it because they're not going to get the consideration that they probably deserve. I honestly thought that Sammy and Nuke would be a virtual toss-up. We've had this conversation, Sammy versus Nuke, before. I don't think there's a good answer. I think they're basically dead even. Texas said, hey, Walt, this is Ross. Said, hey, Walt, how much impact does the quarterback have in the difference between some of these guys, in your opinion? Yeah, Ross, a lot of difference. Not just the quarterback, but the time frame in which they played. You know, again, when Jerry Butler was playing, they weren't throwing the ball 40 times a game. You know, and so it was an entirely different type of game, as different as can be. So the numbers are never going to work out in favor of the guys who played from the past. So if your only concern is numbers, then the guys from the past have no chance. They have no chance. I don't care what the category is. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver. If your only concern is numbers, especially quarterback and wide receiver, if your only concern are numbers, then the guys from the past have no chance. You really have to be concerned with the talent, and you have to evaluate it in a vacuum. Like, I think Butler's probably as good as any Clemson receiver ever played. But, you know, he's probably not going to fare well in this. And I'm not surprised to see Sammy winning. I think there is some, you know, recency bias that favors the more modern receiver.
And so Perry Tuttle and Aaron Kelly, they played a while back.
Well, yeah, Perry Tuttle, Jerry Butler played further back than anybody else.
Than
on the
anybody
list.
Else, because yeah. he got 12.5%.
Who, Butler?
Yeah, he tied with Hunter and Mike Williams.
Well, you know, again,
but Aaron Kelly and Perry Tuttle didn't get any score yet.
Really?
Right.
Now Pam's saying thanks for putting Aaron on the list. Then she's not on there voting for
she
him.
She might have said that, but she might not have went right. to the poll and voted.
Right. She said that, but then
you have to go to the poll.
Yeah, but then didn't vote for him. Come on, Pam, get to the poll. Go and vote.
He needs a vote.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He needs a vote. Get the family to vote for him. Yes. Texas said signed anti-Yankee fan. That's funny. You can get in if you want. 654-767. 654-767. I got to get to a bunch of these texts. Before I do any of that, I want to introduce something, because I need some help. This was sent to me. Let's see how far back I have to go for this. And we're going to get to the Celtics, by the way. I know nothing about the Celtics, Ron. I've given up. I know nothing. I'll get to that in what I said. In what I said about the Celtics after they lost Game 7 at home. But right now I'm looking for a high school baseball result. Okay, here it is. All right. Let me just check one thing here. Where are these people located? Does not tell me that. Okay. This was sent to me. I got to go back one more time. This was sent to me by Peter. Peter Kelsey sent me this. Okay, Ramon. He said, did you see this? I had not seen this until Peter sent me this. And now that I've seen it and seen it 117 times, I still don't understand any of it. I do not understand any of this. I have not retweeted this as yet because I intentionally wanted to keep it off of Twitter until today because I wanted to talk about it and bring it up for discussion today so that maybe one of you can explain this to me.
What, pray tell? You got me intrigued about something that stumped you.
Yeah, imagine that.
So I need to know what it is.
All right, well, let me start with this. I have a state baseball championship game between Hornell and Palmac. All right. This was the Section C baseball championship. Let me start with the first thing I don't understand. The first thing I don't understand is how can both baseball teams be wearing the exact same colors in the exact same makeup? Red shirts, white pants. How?
You mean they're playing that game and they're all dressed just alike?
They both sides have the exact same colors and the exact same jerseys versus pants.
Well, that wouldn't that be confusing to whoever's
very, very, very confusing.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the degree of confusion added the degree of color confusion added to the overall confusion that occurred at the end of this baseball game.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I have two teams, the one at the plate and the one in the field, that both are wearing white pants and that both have red shirts. I do not understand that for the life of me. I have seen teams on the same field at various levels in the past that had similar colors. I have never seen two teams on a field that had the exact same colors.
Well, they could have the same colors, but one could be wearing a white shirt.
Right, it would help.
I mean, mix them
right,
up.
Right, mix and
that
match.
That would even look weird.
But here's a situation where every single stinking player on the field
is
dressed the exact same.
The poor announcers.
Right. And this is a state championship game. All right. So before we even begin to discuss whatever actually happened here, I wanted to start with that because it's confusing before it even starts. It's confusing. And it's going to get more confusing. All right. So here's the situation, Ramona, the best that I can tell. All right. And again, I don't understand any of this. Hornell is winning 5-4. We are in the final inning. Hornell is looking for apparently one more out to end the game.
Okay.
The left-handed Hornell pitcher throws to the right-handed batter from Palmac. The ball is basically in the dirt. It is low and inside. It is basically in the dirt. Here we come to the next problem. We've already hit the red uniform problem. We are about to hit the next problem. The next problem is that pitch was called a strike.
It hit the dirt and it's called a strike?
It was low and inside. It was very low and inside and basically right at the batter's feet. And it was called a strike somehow. It was not a strike. Clearly, not a strike. There's no way in hell this is a strike. It's not even close to being a strike. All right, so here we have the next thing. That would-be strike was the last strike of the game.
Nobody came out?
It ended the game. So the celebration on the field by Hornell begins. It begins because they have won the state championship 5-4 with a strikeout on a ball that, wasn't a strike. And so they're all jumping around and celebrating, and the umpires are, yeah, you know, walking off the field and that type of thing. But there's a problem.
Yeah, there's no one out there protesting that.
Well, the problem is that the called strike three hit the ground. The catcher, the catcher did not catch the ball clearly. Therefore, cleanly, I meant. Therefore, you have to throw to first base to get the struck to get the batter who is who has been struck out to get him out. However, the home plate umpire has already determined he is out. The catcher, the catcher tries to tag him after he picks the ball up. All right, he does not. He's not able to tag him. The catcher then looks back at the home plate umpire, I guess presumably to see if the home plate umpire called him out after the tag.
Yeah, instead of him calling him out because it was a, he called it a strike. Right,
instead of him throwing to first. So he looks back, and the home plate umpire is not helping the catcher any. He's not really signaling whether he's made an official out call or not.
He's celebrating the end of the game.
Right. Right. But Hornell players are all jumping and running all around the field in their red jerseys. Meanwhile, the player who struck out is the only player, the only person in the whole stadium who is still playing baseball. He is running the bases.
He is?
Yeah. Not quickly. He is running the bases.
But he's just running.
He is running the bases like a confused individual who wasn't 100% sure the game was over.
Again, well, you know, if you're not sure, go ahead and run the bases.
He is in a red jersey. Like all the celebrating players all over the field are all in red jerseys.
Yeah.
And so he is basically camouflaged on the field of play as he runs the bases. He's just like part of the on-field celebration for Hornell.
Okay.
He runs all the way around and touches home. Now we have absolute total confusion. And the umpires are all meeting along the first baseline. Again, Hornell has already celebrated their victory. When dude finally crosses home plate and these umpires have this big powwow around first in the first baseline, they rule him to have scored, and then they give the victory to Pal Mack.
Because he scored?
Because he scored.
So they called him out.
Right.
And then, what is it, Hornell?
Yes.
Thought they won, so they're all jumping around.
These sound like hot dog manufacturers, not baseball teams.
He goes around the bases.
Yeah.
And since they see him make home, he scores, and they call them a winner.
They now have a new meeting, and then they declare the other side a winner. Okay, which leads me to my next question.
Which means he took it as a ball then.
Right.
Yeah.
They allowed him first base. The catcher tried to tag him. He looked back, I think, to see from the ump whether the ump was calling him out on the tag or not.
Yeah.
The ump wasn't helping him, but he seemed to think that he did. He seemed to think that he got...
In other words, he didn't take it as a strike either.
Well, he knew it
hit the dirt.
Yeah, but he seemed to think that he got some verbal signal from the umpire that he was out, that he was still out. And so he ran to the pitcher's mound to celebrate with the rest of his team.
Meanwhile,
the other redshirt dude is still running the bases in slow motion. And he eventually scores. But that leads me to the final bit of the
question.
Mess. Yeah, the final question.
Okay.
I don't get it. The score was 5-4. There was nobody else on base that I could see. Let me restart it again. Oh, wait. There was. That's the part of that answer. There was a runner on second. Okay? Because I'm trying to figure out. I know that this dude ran all the way around the bases, but that would still mean a 5-5 game.
Right,
and
okay.
This is just so surreal. Because
he ran home, too.
Yeah, he ran home, too.
While nobody was paying attention.
But the guy... The guy who originally, you know, struck out, did not strike out, he is literally jogging around the bases in his red.
Nobody's paying attention.
It is, and maybe that's the reason. He didn't want to call more attention to himself. But now here's the
we're in the same as the other team.
Yeah, but here's the one more
but. You could pretend you're catching a ball and they wouldn't know you were for the
other
team.
There is some dude, he's the second baseman. He's the fat second baseman. The fat second baseman is out there screaming and hollering. He's the only one who seems to have any idea that there is somebody running the bases. And he's trying to scream and holler and call attention to himself. But the problem for him is it's getting lost in all the screams and hollering of Cornell's victory.
And who has the baseball? The catcher? Yeah.
I don't know who had the baseball at that point, but this is one of the strangest videos I have ever seen. And again, it starts with both teams wearing the same colors. So I am now officially retweeting this. And so this will be found on my Twitter page. So go check it out for yourselves. Quick break. Walt up to the Road Rage.
Did you know Ingles only sells USDA Choice and Prime cuts of meat? Maybe it's time to reward yourself. Our butchers cut all our meat fresh in the store every day. Grass-fed, organic, you name it. Not only that, we'll even cut it to order just the way you like it. And we grind meat fresh in the store multiple times a day. It's all in the bag. That's the best meat in town for the best folks in town. Ingles, low prices. Love the savings.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Sark's Greenville Auto Repair is your shop that can repair your vehicle. Our staff has over 30 years of experience and are ASC certified, serving Greenville County since 2015. We specialize in brakes, suspension, wheel alignments, tires, engine diagnostic, and oil changes on all foreign and domestic vehicles. If you need basic maintenance or emergency repair, we can get you back on the road quickly. Located at 1900 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, or call 864-609-0202 for an appointment today. You can visit us online at SarksGreenvilleAutoRepair.com.
Need to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or a wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? Clemson alumni-owned McNeely Store and Rental has you covered. We've been renting equipment and selling materials for over 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two locations, call Clemson 654-9187 and West Union 718-1449. Or visit our website, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com.
You all have heard a lot about what PHD Weight Loss has done in my life, and the change has been extraordinary. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks last year, and I've kept that weight off thanks to the great work of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PHD. But what I really get jacked up about is hearing how a lot of you have tried the program, love it, seen results, and you're never going back. We get texts, we get tweets, we get emails, we get phone calls. I get personal messages from a lot of you that just say, hey, I'm doing great. I just saw Dr. Lucas. I saw somebody on her team, and I'm down X number of pounds. And I love that because I know from my experience that what you're doing is not just a change for the moment, but it truly is a change for your life. If you're suffering from type 2 diabetes or sleep apnea or some other chronic condition that's due to significant weight gain, there's hope for you, and it's PHD Weight Loss. Find out what I mean at myphdweightloss.com.
The best is right there in Traveler's Rest at George Coleman Ford. Whether you buy a vehicle from George Coleman Ford or not,
They would like to make you a great offer on yours. George Coleman Ford is paying top dollar for your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, and now is the ideal time to take advantage of the premium value your vehicle brings. Call them today to take advantage of your vehicle's value across four generations and over 90 years. George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest has been doing business right.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug, get it.
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants, like lemongrass and geraniol, and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas, safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night, got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
We are back. You know, first of all, Escuche repeating text line. I've got people writing me saying we wanted the ball hit the ground. We've explained that 100 times. We've talked about how the catcher tried to apply the tag after the strike three was ruled. Then he had to, again, in theory, throw to first if he did not apply the tag. Then I've got somebody writing me telling me that there was runners on second and third, which there are, but I have other people writing me telling me there's a runner on first. I don't see any runner on first in that video. I don't know what you're looking at if you're seeing a runner on first. Explain that one to me, because I don't see any runner on first at all. In fact, there's not a runner on first, because if there was a runner on first, the batter would be out. There would have been two people on first base. So there's nobody on first, because all you got to do is look at the time it takes for the guy who was originally struck out, except he had to run to first, the time it takes him to get to second base. There's no other runner that comes in the picture.
What's funny is all of a sudden the catcher goes up to the pitcher and then somebody else comes into view and they're all jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And then right about that time is when you see the runner get to second base keep going.
That's right.
It looks pretty funny.
Right. It looks,
because they're all jumping
around. You know what it looks like?
It looks hilarious.
I never watched the movie. I tried to. I watched like an hour of it and wanted to kill myself.
What was that?
What was that Tom Hanks movie? The one that's like 17 hours long. Come on,
lot of them are.
No.
You talking about the one where it shows his whole life, Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump, yeah. Forrest Gump. Isn't that guy running like Forrest Gump?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's running Forrest Gump.
It's
hilarious,
because right, I don't even know, I don't have sound, so I don't know either what the announcers would be saying when they see him come into view, in camera view.
But
he's
basically just slow
hilarious
motion Forrest Gumping his way around the bases.
He's kind of just running. He's not exactly going that fast.
He's
just running.
He's just sort of out for a casual jog.
It just looks funny because all of a sudden there he is.
Isn't he running mechanically like Forrest Gump? Doesn't he look he's Forrest Gumping his way around the bases.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the only person in the whole friggin' stadium has any idea what's going on is Forrest Gump. Well, there are two. Forrest Gump and the second baseman.
Yeah,
the second,
oh yeah, he probably saw him coming and thought, I'll run.
He's the only guy. Everyone else is celebrating. He is panicking. He is trying to get his mates, his red-shirted mates on the field.
Yeah, there goes the catcher. The catcher's trying to wake the freak up.
He's trying to get, even like as it comes toward the end of it, he's, when it's like dawned on him that, hey, we just lost.
It just looks so funny, him going into camera, all of a sudden he whizzes by.
Right. But at the end of it, you can see, at the end of it, he's down near home plate by the end of it, and then he turns around and heads back towards his teammates at the pitcher's mound, and you know right then he is using every cuss word that he knows, because he is cussing out his teammates. You can see it. He's like, you friggin' morons. You all stood there and celebrated, and we just lost. You can see. He turns on them, and rightfully so, because he's the only guy in the field. The fat second baseman is the only guy in the field who has any idea what is going on. I don't even think Forrest Gump does. I don't think Forrest Gump has any idea, because he's not sprinting. Forrest is just jogging.
He's trying to get their attention.
And again, they're all in red uniforms, which is just insane. I don't understand any of it. But the second baseman, they're all celebrating.
That is hilarious.
They're all running in to celebrate. And the second baseman is frantically running around, pointing at the guys. He's pointing.
Now the other team is coming out of the dugout.
But he's pointing at the guys scoring. He has his arms wide. He's at home plate. He's like, what are you idiots doing? This is one of the funniest.
That is great.
This is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. I mean, honestly, I could watch this probably 1,000 times, and you're just always going to see something new. But I don't see any runner on first, nor do I think there could have been a runner on first. You'd have two guys at first; you'd be automatically out. And again, there is no runner advancing from first to second in the video. The guy who finally advances from first to second is the guy who is at home plate. Who's just, again, he's truly Forrest Gumping his way around the bases. I have never seen, you know, I was asked by Peter if I saw this. Not only did I not see it, Peter, I have never seen anything like it. I don't know what to make of any of it. I don't even know how this game started with two teams wearing the exact same color scheme. And it ended in mass confusion because two teams were wearing the exact color frame. Look, if these dudes strolling around the bases, Ramona, were wearing blue jersey shirts, they would have been out.
He's watching the guy run by, and he's pointing and jumping up and down.
The second baseman you're talking about. The second baseman is the funniest thing.
And now the other team comes out of the dugout to celebrate.
Yeah, he's literally in agony. He is trying to get anybody to pay attention to any of the things he's saying, or his arms being spread, or his yelling, but they are all busy hugging.
That's good.
He's pointing, he's screaming, he's running in, he's got his arms extended, like, what are you idiots doing? I mean, it's what he's saying. You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
And then he starts turning, watching guys cross home plate, and he gets even more PO'd.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite videos ever. Ever. I may need to save this, because it's just utter chaos and mass confusion. But there is no runner on first. You'll have to show me a runner on first. Texas said, I see three runs score. Right. Second and third, and the guy from home plate. Texas said, if there are two outs on a drop third strike, the runner can advance to first if he has not been tagged. Right.
But that's not the point. The point is he called it a strike.
Right, we covered that in the first sentence we said about this.
Yeah, he called it a strike. Right. That was the first mistake.
Right.
He called it a strike instead of a ball.
Right, but the runner can advance. But again, the catcher made an effort to tag him. The catcher looked back to the umpire to see if he was then called out based on his effort to tag him. The umpire didn't seem to make any action, but for whatever reason, the catcher interpreted him as calling him out when he turned back to look at him. In other words, the catcher seemed to think that the umpire gave him a verbal communication that that tag was applied and that the runner was out. That's what it seems to me.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't have sound.
Well, I don't either. That's the only logical assertion I can make from that moment. The catcher goes to tag him twice. He goes to tag him twice. And then he turns to look at the umpire to see if he has an out call now from the umpire off of the tag. He then immediately turns and runs to celebrate with his mate. So he thinks, you really need to hear from him. He thinks that the umpire has verified that he tagged him and that the game is over.
Well, yeah, because he stopped trying.
Right. He went to celebrate. He turns to look at the umpire after he tries to apply the tag. That's what some of you people keep writing me about. You can advance to yes, every six-year-old knows that. Sorry, no offense. I'm tired of seeing that text. Every six-year-old knows that, and we talked about that right at the beginning, along with the catcher tagging. All right? So let's move on from that. The catcher tries to tag him multiple times. He then turns and looks at the home plate umpire for a ruling on whether he has now called him out based on the tag being applied. He, for whatever reason, thinks he has received that ruling from the home plate umpire.
Well, because the umpire's given the out to begin with.
Yeah, but we're not talking about to begin with. We're talking about after the tag.
Again, right, he looks at the umpire. The umpire's no longer paying attention, I don't think.
No, he's looking right at him. Okay, we're going to watch it again. We're going to watch. This takes 100 times. All right. Again, he looks to see. I need to start it again. The thing started too quickly for me. All right. Low inside ball. Ball hits the ground. Doesn't catch it. He tries to apply the tag. Let me see this. I want to see try to apply the tag again. He does not look like he's tagged from this angle. It's a bad angle to try and judge it. But he looks back. He looks back at the umpire to see whether the umpire has called him out on his tag attempt. Something makes him think that he has been, although it looks like the umpire there is given the safe sign. It looks like the umpire at that point is given the safe sign. I don't know. Did he think he ran out of the bases? I'm going to look at it again. He may have thought the run. You know what he may have thought? He may have thought the runner ran out of the baseline trying to avoid his tag. And that may be why he thought he was out. But the umpire just slow motion seemed to give a safe sign. So I don't know what made him think that and what made him run to the mound to start celebrating and why he didn't throw to first. I don't know. I don't know any of it. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. This whole thing right here is as confusing as anything I've ever seen, and it starts with the fact they're both wearing the same uniforms. It was a really bad plan.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, it's
at
a
all.
Really bad plan. It's a championship game. You would have thought that there would have been a home away, that there would have been clear understanding about two teams that both wear red. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You would have thought
be
that
careful
were, right,
now. Y'all are going to look alike.
Yeah, you would have thought that you would have known which side, that some side would have been informed that they were the home versus away, and that you wouldn't have two teams show up wearing the exact same color uniforms, but you did. And that's where all the confusion. And then again, the confusion lasted. It lasted because the umpires had a powwow up the first baseline, and before they finally decided that the other guys had won, Palmack, after Hornell had already celebrated. It's one of the strangest things I have ever seen. I intentionally waited to today because I wanted to introduce it. I don't know whether this has been out there. I don't know where Peter found this. I have no idea. But this came from the Citizen Free Press. But it's one of the. There's still so many unanswered questions. I mean, so many. You know, unanswered question number one. We're late. We'll go over this when we get back. Quick break. Wall Tip Tool Road Rage.
Summer is here, and no one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Male. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all testosterone, doctor visits, labs, and primary care. Ask about our amazing deals on semaglutide. Semaglutide reduces the urge to overeat, and patients are losing, on average, 35 pounds. Get that alpha figure back and make men men again. LowCountryMale.com.
Spring is upon us, and Granger Nissan has your next new car. With over 100 new vehicles in stock, all with a lifetime powertrain warranty, and many with financing as low as 0%. At Granger, we will give you up to $1,500 more for your trade-in based on KBB values. We are locally owned with a family environment and open till 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday until 7 p.m. with many lenders to help with any financial situation. Visit us today at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest, and our friends at George Coleman Ford have brand new F-150s in stock awaiting you. It's been quite a while since I could say that, so act now and take advantage. And the 23 model F-150 has interest rate specials as low as 0% for 36 months through Ford Motor Credit. Good through April 3rd with approved credit over 90 years doing business right, spanning four generations. George Coleman Ford, the very best right there in travelers rest.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's your head coach of Clemson Gymnastics, Amy Smith, here to tell you that season tickets for our first ever season are on sale now, starting at just $25. Make sure to visit clemsontigers.com to secure your seat in Little John Coliseum. We cannot wait to compete this coming January, and believe me, you won't want to miss this. Visit clemsontigers.com today. And go Tigers.
Here's Tom Hill from Katazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor. A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We're going to handle it soup to nuts. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
It's almost summertime, and Hat Flow Company has straw hats, Richardson hats, women's ponytail hats, and more to keep you cool. Whether you're at the ball field, working, on the water, or literally anything else, stay cool and in style with custom leather patch hats for your workers, friends, church groups, sports team, or charity event. The best part? No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit HatFlowCo.com and start your custom leather patch hat quote today. HatFlowCo.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2023? At Carolina Top Dressing, we're committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting www.carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
When you order food for work on EasyCater.com, we've got your back. Real humans are here to help with your order every step of the way, making sure everything goes right, even behind the scenes without you knowing. Confirming and double confirming with the restaurant that everything is on track. If there's a problem...
Thanks for calling EasyCater.
Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer in seconds. We're right here with 100,000 restaurants, working hard to ensure the food arrives on time and is ordered. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
Way too much of that lion stuff. You can't trust anybody. Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. Ramona, and right
yes.
now, right now I can't trust my eyes. Orange Bill wrote me and wrote, I swear, I see two guys passing second base. Now, I've watched this video I don't know how many times, and I did not see two guys passing second base. I could not see anybody at first, but I have now watched it again. Based on what Orange Bill said, and grant you, you need to time these dudes with a sundial, but there are two guys at second base. I just thought it took way too long. It's impossible.
For the first guy to get to second
for
base?
For any of it. They both are running just slow as can humanly be. But now that Orange Bill says that, and other people, I got one or two who said it before.
I see it now. I see it now, too.
I see two runners. You know, it's so hard because you don't know. Like, I think the first time, I assume.
That was center field.
Right. The second guy was the center fielder.
No, he's like in the middle of the base. Right, because like he would be.
And they're all in red.
And he kind of does stop to see what's going on before he starts running.
Yeah. Yeah,
he stops and then he runs.
Right.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, best that we can figure now.
But I didn't see him go to home though because
No, but at some point, at some point he.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, at some point he did. So the best that we know now is that the bases were loaded.
Yeah, you see him go to bat. Yeah, you see the first guy go to home and then. And then the other guy finally gets to home.
Yeah, so in slow motion, these runners are all running around the bases because all of the fielders think the game is over.
That is a classic right there.
And again, since we don't have any written description of what went on, and it's chaotic, and they're all in red, it takes a while to digest it.
Yeah, it takes a minute to figure out where everybody is.
So the bases were loaded, and the second baseman's about to have a stroke. the funniest
poor
thing,
guy.
That is by far the funniest part of the whole thing. By far,
he's trying to get everybody's attention.
Just watch him. He is trying desperately to get some other clown's attention on his team. The only guy who knows what's going on is the second baseman, and he is trying. Desperately.
Yeah.
Desperately.
He's pointing and everything else.
He's running the home plate open. Somebody will throw him the ball. You know, he doesn't even know where the ball is. You know.
The ball's been on the ground for a while.
Has it? Somebody said the
catcher has it.
Yeah, somebody said the catcher put the ball in his back pocket.
He probably did, yeah.
So this dude's looking for the ball. He's looking for somebody to throw him the ball. He's looking for just one other person to pay attention to what's actually going on. Right, and he's running to home plate, seeing these dudes cross home plate in slow motion. That's when he turns back on him. And when he turns back on him, you know he unleashed a string of cuss words that was impressive even by, like, historical George Carlin standards. Because he was not happy. He hated all of them.
He's
He's pointing. He's waving running, his arms
he's
around.
Running.
He's running. You know, the cliche alert. He's doing the chicken with the head cut off thing.
That's
you know,
what he looks like. Yeah.
He's running all over trying to get somebody to pay attention to. poor dude. I feel sorry for him.
He's mad.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's definitely mad. They just handed away the state championship. But how about that for a state championship game to end in that manner? I mean, such that it did. And I'm still not sure. There are just still so many questions that need to be answered. You know, again, question number one, why both teams were in the exact same colors? Why?
Yeah, that's a bad,
right.
bad
question number
decision.
Question number two, why did the home plate umpire rule a strike on a ball that nearly hit the batter's feet? The ball.
Yeah, you can see that, by the way. The catcher goes down.
It's in the dirt right at his feet. The ball was at risk of hitting the batter's feet. How on earth did the clueless home plate umpire call that ball a strike? That's the next question. Then the next question after that is what happened on the tag? What happened in that whole situation? What happened when the catcher turned to the home plate umpire? What kind of assurance did he get from the home plate umpire? Did the home plate umpire have any clue at all? Did he actually say to the catcher, then he's out?
That's one thing we don't know, right?
But we know this. We know he gave the safe sign. So did he say he was out and then give the safe sign? In other words, when the catcher turned to the home plate umpire, did the home plate umpire mouth out to him, and then once he turned his back, gave the safe sign? So I sort of think that might be what happened, and we know the dude was already confused because he called a ball that almost hit the batter's feet a strike. You know,
I mean, that was the first thing to happen.
The first thing that happened was the red uniforms. Second thing was that terrible called third strike. Just hideous called third strike. So that was the next thing that happened. Then you had the false tag and whatever confusion there was over the call on that. Then you had the you had all these slow motion base runners. You had the second baseman of fury.
The second baseman of fury.
Yeah, you had celebration number one.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you do find out that that's the guy that's on second base, not the center fielder guy.
Yeah.
When he starts running.
Celebration number two.
Because he kind of stops to see what's going on, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Before he runs.
Like I said, I've seen a lot of things in sports, but that's one of the more incredible sequences I've seen, and it will go down with me in the archives because mostly for the second baseman. He's my favorite part of the whole thing.
You have to pin that one or whatever. Isn't
so
there
great.
A way to keep that one?
Yeah, it's just so great because in a sea of mass confusion, in which there's not another player on the field, because again the runners are jogging. There's not another player on the field who knows what's going on. There are no coaches who know what's going on. There are no umpires who know what's going on. Only one person on the whole sea of red, on the Red Sea. Only one person in the whole Red Sea.
Well, it's nice that there was somebody that knew what was going on.
It didn't help him any.
He couldn't get anybody's attention.
He would have been much better off had he been as dumb as his mates.
I guess so.
Because he's the only one who's got to live with the pain. These other idiots were out there celebrating.
Yeah, you know, he goes home for dinner, and they go, how'd the game go? Unless they went. Okay. They get in the car.
Yeah, the first letter in that response is F.
Yeah, they get in the car, and the parents are driving, and the kid's going.
That's the first letter of the first response on the how did the game go is F. And then every other ensuing response also starts with that.
For a week.
It's like the left with Trump.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, because it's all you ever see. The left thinks it's a conjunction. F this, F that. F that, F this, F the U. That's what they think. You know, I don't know. But that, yeah, I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff, but that's just insane. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They've helped so many people here at the station, including Ramona. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. Five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Online, gilstrapproofing.com. Tell them I sent you. You will thank me later. Hey, Ramon, I just had a thought. We need to see if we can get that second baseman on air.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he's got a story to tell. I mean, I don't know if he can tell it without any of the words that start with F. I'm not sure he can tell it cleanly. But, you know, maybe, you know, you give him a couple weeks to simmer down.
To simmer down, huh?
I'm telling you right now, that dude beat some A after that game. He did. You can tell. He was just not happy with any of them. He wanted blood. He just did not like any of that stuff that went on, and I get that as well. Matt, I'm coming to you in a minute. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. By the way, if you're purchasing a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, go get it checked in advance. Those are incredibly reliable vehicles, but every vehicle is different. So get your pre-purchase inspection at First Class Haul to make sure your vehicle is actually up to snuff. Summer's coming. Make sure you get your vehicle ready for holiday travel. Holiday travel special, just $149.95. Includes oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. Check the AC performance, operation, in-cabin micron filter. Check the coolant level, freeze point protection level, pressure test, the starter, alternator, all on and on and on and on. Do that today. You will thank me later. Also, how are we on these tire deals, Ramona? Let's see. We are still in business on both, but the BF Goodrich deal expires today. Get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines. Get up to a $100 rebate on all terrain or performance tires only. The BF Goodrich deal expires today. Grab it now. Call Michelin. Get up to a $50 rebate on all tire lines. That's good through the second. So take advantage. Three locations to serve you. Greenville, Cherrydale, and Anderson. I promise you will thank me later. Matt and Joe.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your journey to becoming a pharmacist can begin at Tri-County Technical College. Our program is designed to provide you with the knowledge and skills needed to succeed in pharmacy school and become a licensed pharmacist without having to start with a four-year degree. You'll take key courses in the sciences and more, all of which prepare you to start your PharmD program at MUSC Presbyterian College, Wingate University, and more. Learn more about how you can become a pharmacist at tctc.edu/prepharm.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Trucks cost less than Travelers Rest, and George Coleman Ford has brand new F-150s in stock awaiting you. It's been quite a while since I could say that, so act now and take advantage. Select XLT model F-150s. Receive an additional $1,000 rebate with qualifying financing through Ford Motor Credit, who has low interest rates on 48.